We are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Iboy Elohu. So the Gemara clears a shaila kosav lo din advarim ainli b'nechsayich u'bepeire peiris. He was mesalik himself from the nechosim. That means that mechokayim. He was mesalik himself from the peire peiris. Mahu sheyoichal peiris. So what will the din be by the peiris alone? Should I say mi peire peiris solik nafshe? He was mesalik himself from the peire peiris. Mi peiri loy solik nafshe, but the peiris alone, he wasn't mesalik himself. Eiduma mi kol mili solik nafshe. He said peire peiris, so. So I feel that the Peire Peiris is Mesalik, so Mestom is Zichem Mesalik himself from the Peiris. So the Gemara says, Pshite Demikol Mili Salik Nafshe. You have to say that Zichem was Mesalik himself from everything. The Amrit Mi Peire Peiris Salik Nafshe, Mi Peire Loi Salik Nafshe. So the peiris are his. So kivin the ochlinu, so since the peiris are his, so he's going to eat the peiris. Kivin the ochlinu le peiris, peiri peiris meheches. So it's not shaykh peiri peiris. So there's no peiri peiris. So al kochoch, if he said the peiri peiris are yours, so al kochoch, it has to be that the peiris are also yours, because if the peiris are mine, he's going to eat them up, so they'll never be peiri peiris. That's the Gemara's raya. So the Gemara answers, no. L'taymeich, according to you, hodisnan, Rabbi Yuda Imer, La'olam hu oichel peire peiris. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he eats the peire peiris, unless he says beferish peire peiris. So let me ask you: given the ochlino le peiri, since he's eating the chlesino, since she is eating le peiri. That means that in the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he was Mesalik himself from the Peiris, I mean she eats the Peiris, but the Peire Peiris still are his. So let us ask the same kasha. Kivin doch lesine le Peiri, if she's eating the Peiri, Peiri Peiris meheche. So where's the Peire Peiris? So elo b'dishayre. So we have to say, the pshat is that she didn't eat up, the peiris belonged to her. She didn't eat up the peiris, and she bought a karka with the peiris. So now, there are peiri peiris. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the peiri peiris belonged to him, because he was only mesalik himself from peiris, not peiri peiris. But that al-koch has to be pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that she didn't, she left over the peiris, even though they're hers, and she bought a kalke. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda says the peiri peiris belongs to him. So memele, so we can say the other hochinami b'dishayah. That means we're claiming a shayla if he was mesalik himself from the peiri peiris, and we said who did the peiris belong to? So we said that it has to be that the peiris also belongs to her, because if not, if the peiris belongs to him, so how could she have peiri peiris? He eats it up. So the Gemara answers, no, b'dishaya. It's speaking about that he left over the peiris and he bought a karka, and now we have peiri peiris. Now, I have difficulties in understanding this Gemara. L'chayre, in the case of Rav Yehuda, when he gave her the peiris, so the peiris belongs to her. Now, she bought a kalke, and so the kalke is coming from the peiris, which will grow on that kalke, is peiri peiris. So Rav Yehuda says, peiri peiris belongs to him. He was only mesalek himself from peiris, not from peiri peiris. So, this I understand pretty well. That means these are the peiri peiris that come from her peiris. It's coming from her peiris. And so it says that what? That the peiri peiris belongs to him. That means just like normally the peiris of her karka belongs to him, so here he told her you could have the peiris, right? But the peiri peiris, these are peiris which are coming from your peiris. It was a karka that was purchased with your peiris, but the peiri peiris, I'm not misalik myself. This was what Rabbi Yehuda said. So this I understand. But the other way around, when he was misalik himself from the peiri peiris and not from the peiris. So now, the peiris of the karka belongs to him. This is his peiris. So, how could we say, how could we understand that this is his peiris? Now he buys a karka, this is his karka. Now the peiri peiris belongs to her. She is a shaykhis with these peiri peiris. This is his peiris. I mean, peiri peiris is only a shayla if it's from her kalke. So memele, it's from her peiris. So we say this chus peiris, peiri peiris. But if the peiris are his, and this is his kalke, so where do we have that peiris that are growing out of his karka are her peiri peiris? And it belongs to him? And it belongs to her? It belongs to her because these are her peiri peiris? L'chayre, it's his peiris and his karka, so how does this all of a sudden belong to her? Unless we'll say, and that's the only way I can understand this Gemara, that Pshat is like this. When, let's start from the beginning, that she is a karka, and the peiris belongs to him. Now he said that the peiri peiris, he's misalk himself from the peiri peiris. The peiri peiris will belong to you. So that means as follows. That these peiris that belong to me, these peiris have two potentials. That means you can eat these peiris. No, for eating these peiris, they are mine. These peiris can create peiri peiris. So I'm saying, so when I say that the peiri peiris should belong to you, I am saying in other words, that the koyach, which is tomon in these peiris to create peiri peiris, I never took that. That means so there's a shir already in the peiris, legabi peiri peiris. So memele, so legabi peiri peiris, these are her peiris. That, by saying that the peiri peiris should belong to you, so I'm saying that the koyach in my peiris, that can make peiri peiris is never became mine. That's a shir in my peiris. Could be that is pshat. Let us see Rashi. Hachi gasin letamech v'tani Rav Yehuda ima kiven dach lesino le peiris since she ate the peiris gasin dach lino. Ela bedeshaire galsina nachinami bedeshaya. Im loy ochlon, if he did not eat them, umochon, lokach bukarke, vasus apeiris, siliknapshe mehem, v'loy min harishayne. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel said that that an Yerusha can't be Mesalik himself, because it's Masna Mashakosu v'toyer v'chala Masna Mashakosu v'toyer t'nai bot. I'd just like to mention one thing, we should get this clear. We had learned that Taisus and Daf Pe Gimel Omed Aleph, Taisus asked Akashe, why does Rabbi Yani have to say that the only way he could be Mesalik himself from the Peiris and all the other things is because it's Nachlo, Haboloi Le'oda Mimokimacha. Why didn't you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bedova Sheba Mumin Tanai Kayim? So Taisvis answered that this is not Bederech Tanai. That this Derech Tanai would mean Areyat Mekadeshes Le'amanash Ein Lochalai Shekses Voina. I'm making a Kedushin, and I'm making that this Kedushin should not create a Chiyav Shekses Voina. So Bedova Sheba Mumin Tanai Kayim. So the Mekadesh is inserting a t'nai in the kedushin he's making. It's a kedushin without chiyuvim, the chiyuvim moment of a normal kedushin. Here Taisva says, this wasn't said b'derech t'nai, that means that the husband is saying, by the erisin, he's saying that that by the nisuin I shouldn't get a schus in the inyonim that I'm entitled to. But this is not bederech nai, this is bederech siluk. This is something else in Ganzen. I'm misalik myself from the schusim that the nisuin will give me. So the Marsha says, so that what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that Yerushas Abalas of the Raisin is Masna Mashakosu Betoire, Shim Gamliel means not just like in Hilchis Tnoyim, if the Torah said that there has to be a certain chiyuv, so with a Tnai you can't be oikedes chiyuv, so who had in with Tzilik, you also can't be oikedes chiyuv. That means the Yerushas Abalas Darais, you say, I want to be Mesalik myself from that what the Torah said I'm entitled to get. You can't do it. You can only do that on the Rabbon and the Yevshimit HaKonos Chachomim. But if it's a Deraisa, so even though the Gemara uses a Loshen of Masna Mashekosu B'Torah, it's really a Loshen Mushel, that just like Noyim don't help, so Siluk also will not help. So I think we'll understand with this Al-Kaponim, we'll have a different perspective in the Loshen HaGemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Omar Rav, Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, V'loi mitaimei. We pass on it Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that what? That even though he says, B'chayayich u'b'moiseich, he will yashin her, but V'loi mitaimei, but not because of the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. My Elohim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'loy mitayme. So that we can have a few mahalchim till we'll come to the emes b'shar. Ileime Elohim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel da omar imeisa yiroshena. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if she'll die, he yarshens. V'lav mitayme, but not also Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's reason. Dilo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sova masna mashekosov b'toire t'nai boto. So that's why he yarshin so. The Rav Soval Tnai Kaim. Rav holds that the Tnai Kaim. He holds like Rav Yehuda, Dover Sheba Momin Tnai Kaim. Uke Soval, but there's another Machloikis. He holds Yerushas Habal de Rabbonon. V'chachomim also chizikul devreim yaisem mishal teire. Verkehrt, since the whole thing is only at the rabbonim, so they wanted to be mechazik devreim, so they said that here a tanai will not help. In other reis, divrei teire letzrichen chizik, some emele. So that is pshat and rab. That means Rab Shimon Gamliel, that what you said, he yarshens, you are 100% right. Itaki yarshens, huh? But not als yolom this. Als yo, if Yerusha would be at their eyes, then he would not yarshen her. Cause I hold masna masha kosu b'teo b'davar sheba moment, and I kayem. But I grad hold that Yerusha's abalos at the rabbon, and was the chisel kudivrem yaisem mishal teira. That's why he Yarshin Sam. Zogt Rashi, Rav Sova Tanoi Koyim, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Ozak Rabbi Yehuda, Doma Gam Mekadish Yosei Shamanash, Ein Loch Alay Shekses Voine, Bedova Shebe Momoin Tanoi Koyim, Vohochem, Amai Yerushano, Why should he Yarshano? Because Sova Rav, Yerushas habal da rabbonon, v'chom masachizu kedavreim yoysim mishal teire li yoys nai botu. Yeah. Fregte gemore besova rav tnoi kayim. Are you gonna tell me that rav hold tnoi kayim by adova sheba momen? Masna mashikosu ba teire bedova sheba yod tnoi kayim. For itma, we learn ta'ima lachaveiroi, amenash she'ein loch olai einor. Rab Oma, that means a person is selling something to someone else, and we're making a condition in the Mekach that there should be no dinei einor, should not be chal in this Mekach. Like this, there's halachas. If it's sold and it's I'm overcharging you, I'm undercharging you, there's different halachas which apply. Amanasha ein loch alayla, there should be no dini ano in this Mekach. Both parties agree. Is Rav Oma yesh loy olov eino? There is eino, it's master mashikosu batayre. Shmuel Oma ain loy olov eino. Shmuel hold that master masha kosu b'teira b'dover shema moment naikai. So we had a beautiful pshat and rav, but we have a bekis to kikasha now. That means the pshat would be very nice that rav holds masna masha kosu b'teira t'naikayim in the only reason he's yerusha because also chizuka devrem yaisim mishal teira. That would be a gevaldik pshat. But we see holds that masna masha kosu b'teire tanai botel. So memele, so we can't say this pshat. Let us see Rashi. Amanasha ein lecho alai dineino emke lecho cheifetze yesh le'olo, the masna al shal teire hu. This is a t'nai al shal teire. Al teinu. It says al teinu ishes amisoi. So you want to make a mekach without dinei heino. So the first pshat fell off already. Elo haloche keramashim megamliel. So a new pshat we have to say. Halacha kebshim gimli doma masna masha kosu batoire tnoye botel. Baskin like that. The lav mi time. Dilabshim gimli sova misa sova meso yiroshena. I take a paskin like Rabshim gimli masna masha kosu batoire tnoye botel. But Rabshim Gamliel holds Meisa Yerosheno if she dies he yashens her because Nai Botel. But Rav Sova Meisa Lo Yerosheno. Because why? Because he holds Yerusha Zadarabonon. So Meisa Lo Yerosheno. Fragt die Gemara, hai mitai mei, veloike hilchesehu. So, this doesn't stimme klau, wat alosh nav Rav. Rav said, haloche kerab Shimon Gamliel, veloi mitai mei. And here you're saying, pungfakel. That what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that master mashakosa batoira tnai, botul, I agree. But I don't paskin like him, because they hold Yerushas Abal, the Rabbon. So that doesn't stimme. Hello. So the Gemara says a third pshat. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel da Omar imeisa yiroshena. We pass not Rav Shimon Gamliel imeisa yiroshena. V'la mi time mei. Dila Rav Shimon Gamliel sova b'diraisa t'nai botul. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds b'diraisa t'nai botul. Ho b'darabonon t'nai kayim. Rav sova filo b'darabonon t'nai botul. So, Rav holds, he agrees with the halacha that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that Yerushas Abal is deraisa. He agrees with that, what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yiroshena Bailo, because he holds Masna Mashikosa Betoiret Naibotu. But he's Moisef and Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, Afilo bayad rabono, you say dafke bayad reise t'nai botel. I say afilo bayad rabono t'nai botel. That's what I'm saying. So the Gemara says, hai ketai mei. So that's also no good. It's Rav ketai mei. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We said before, b'lei mitai mei. Uche hilche say, in la lochi also, the kibshim galil by Yerushi Yerushena Baila, Uche hilche say, verav meisifu, and he says another locha, by a drabon, I also hold t'nai botu. But this is not what Rav said. Rav said the other, Rav said, hilche say, kibshim galil, beloi mi taime, elo. So the Gemara says as follows, aloch kibshim galil, domi mei say Yerushena. The love me time may do. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw Yerushas Abal the Eraisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Yerushas Abal as a the Eraisa. So therefore, Yerushena, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Masna Mashikosu Batayre Tnai Bottle. Kola Masna Mashikosu Batayre Tnai Bottle. The Rav saw Yerushas Abal the Rabbonon. Rav holds Yerushas Abal as a the Rabbonon. Chachomim also chizdiko divrayim kishel teiro. So memele, so now it's very good the loshen of Rav. Rav says lahaloche hi yarshin sir. The love me time may. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the only reason he yarshin is because Yerushas Abal is a deraisa. And Rav said no, Yerushas Abal is a derabon. He still doesn't yarshin because also chizdiko divrayim kishel teiro. So memele, so that's why he doesn't yashin, no, afilu, Yerushas Abal is a derabon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'rav sov imeisho lo yirushenu. Tika sov Yerushas Abal derabon. Lay also chizuka devraim kishel teirem. Now the Gemara wanted to say, Hobi the Rabbonon, the Rav wants to be moisif, that he's moide Yerushas Abal is a deraisa. He's moide that mashna mashakosu beteirat nai botu. He wants to be moisiv that a filo by a darabon and you also say t'nai botul. Hab a darabonon, so what's the case of a darabonon? Kegoin zeh shehisnish lo yoichol peiris. He made it now, he won't eat peiris, so according to Rav, it also won't help. Because Rav was a filo by a darabonon, master masha kosu batoire t'nai botul. The Rav Sova, now this is the maskon of the Gemara, Now, Rav, so, I feel it, my parents, now, my bottle. Oh, this is this mal. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, ketay meich hilchas ayu svirele l'rav ketay mi the rabbonon the Rav Shimon the master al shalter at my bottle, uche hilchas ay di imeis ayirashena and he's meisif." So the Gemara's final explanation in Rav was that Rav holds Yerushis Abalus Darabonim, and Rav holds that also the Chamos Achizuk Devarim Kishel Teira. So that's a Rav Chesay V'loy Ketaymei. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Halachishim Gamliel V'loy Mitaymei. I hold it at Darabonim. Afal Pikein, he doesn't Yarshina. Frag de Gemore, Verav Sova Yerushas Habal de Rabbonon. She coming to tell me that Rav holds Yerushas Habal is a de Rabbonon. For Snan, we learned a Mishnah B'chayres. It says as follows. Rabbi Yechonim Mabreika Oimer, Hayerish es Ishtoi, of a person yashent his wife, Yachzer livnei mishpochet. So he should return it, and we'll see this is going on Yoivul, that he should return it to the bnei mishpochet in Yoivul, v'yenake lohem min hadomim, and they should give him some money for returning it. That's what Rabbi Yechon ben Broike said. V'avinam bo, so we asked, Maika Sova, what does Rabbi Yechon ben Broike hold? Ikasav Yerushas Habal Diraise. Yerushas Habal is a Diraise. So then we have a problem. Amai Yachse. So why does he give it back in Yoivul? That means if Yerusha doesn't go back to Yoivul, Mekach goes back in Yoivul. But Yerusha doesn't go back in Yoivul. So if he holds Yerushas Habal as a Diraise, so why should he be Marser in Yoivul? And if he holds that Yerushas Habal is a derabono, so it doesn't have a Teiras Yerusha, so it's like Mekech HaMemke. So why, v'derabonim, domi mai v'detai, so why when he returns it in Yoivul, they give him money? If it's Mekech HaMemke, it's only to Yoivul, and then you return it. Rabbi Chonon, Kovet Shurim, asks Akash, it could be it's a derabonim, but called the tikkun rabonim, came deraisa tikkun. So memele, they gave it a din of Yerusha, that Yerusha is ein echaiser, but they said you have to give money. That means since mikra din it's ein echaiser, so that's why you have to give money. Zefit Rabbochanan, Zefit Rabbochanan, that if you hold Yerusha's habal as a rabbonon. So Bechlal, it doesn't have a Teiras Yerusha. That means, you can't say, called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kain Deraisa Tikkun. That means, because Min HaTeira, the Din Yerusha is only by Kroivim, by Mishpachas Av. That's Yerusha. A wife is not Mishpachas Av. So there's no such Yerusha, but it's a different type of Yerusha that the Rabbonon created. So this is a Din of Hefke Bezden Hefke. This is not the Rabbonon de Yerusha. That means there's no such Yerusha if they're not Kroivim Mishpachta. So Memele, so if it's Hefke Besen Hefke, so it should be Chayzer in Yoivul. So why do they give money? Vida Rabbonon Domi Mayavidite. Va'omar Rav, so Rav had said Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, Lo'ilom Kosova Yerusha Sabal Diraise. he holds Yerushas Habalas Adaraisa. So if it's Adaraisa, so we're back to the old Kash. Why do you have to return it in Yovel? Uchigoin, we're speaking about a whole new story over here. She'oiri shosoi ishtoi beis hakvoris. His wife had, was meirishim a beis hakvoris. Mishum pgam mishpoche amorabonon lishkildomi vilihade. So the Gemara means to say as follows. Bemison Rav is saying as follows, that Yerushas Habal is Adiraisa. So Mina Teire, she was Meirish Abeis HaKvoris, so that's going to remain his. There's no Chiyuv Bechlal to return it, because Yerushas Habal is Adiraisa. No, Mishum Pgam Mishpoche, we'll see in Rashi, it's a Pgam Mishpoche, that her Mishpoche was covered there, and now he's taking it over, so comes out they're not nikbar, and their mokim, and strange people are being nikbar. So mishum pegam mishpoche, they said you should return the beis hakvoris, but you get money for it. Mishum pegam mishpoche, omar rabbonon lishko domi v'lihoder, you should return it and get money for it. So what this means, he deducts money. That means what's his menake? He gets money from them. They have to pay him for the whole, you know, teretz is, and als pagam mishpoche, they have to buy off. So what's him yinake lohem min adomim? The mekever ishtoi. His wife's kever, that means since he sells it to them, since he sells it to them back, they have to pay him for the beis hakvoris. But al kaponim, yinake lehem in adomi demei kever ishte, but his wife died, so now she has to be nikba there. So for her kever, he has to pay them. That means they'll pay him for the whole beis hakvoris, and he has to deduct from what they're paying him, the beis hakvoris, to make kever ishta. Where do we see such an inyan that we were mafkia adin d'iraisa because of pgam mishpoche? Kedesanya, we learned another baraisa. Amoicha kivroi, a person sold kivroi, v'derech kivroi, mamodoi, this was a place they made mamodis, umikoi mespeidoi. He sold everything. Is boim b'nei mishpoche v'koivren oisai bal kolchoi mishum p'gam mishpoche s'chazal v'mavatl n'mekach. This is a p'gam mishpoche that this was a family plot and he sold it. So m'vatl n'mekach. So we see als p'gam mishpoche where oike a mekach d'iraisa, so adim mishum p'gam mishpoche v'oike yerusha d'iraisa. So that's what Rav said, Pshat, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broik holds Yerushas Habal is the Araisa, and that what he has to return it in Yovel, we'll see what the Rav may be, that what he has to return it in Yovel is because of Pagam Mishpoche, and they pay him, and he deducts the Chalek of the Keva of Ishtoi. Al koponim, we have here a kasha. So we see Rav holds klo, Yerushas Habal, the Araisa. That's the whole vote over here. He holds Yerushas Habal, the Araisa. And that's why when he returns it, Al Pekam Mishpoche, they pay him money. So your whole pshat goes down the drain. That means that we had said pshat, that Rav Pasachim Shim Gamliel, that Yeroshen of Alav Mitaime, he holds Yerushas Habal de Rabbonon. And here we just proved that Rav holds Yerushas Habal de Raisa. And for the Gemara, La Rav le Tame de Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, comma, the Lei Lei Svirle. But it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. So Memele, so Shalom al Yisrael. So Rav personally holds Yerushas Habal de Rabbonon. Rav holds that even though Yerushas Habal is at the Rabbonon, by the Rabbonon, you also say Masna Masha Kosu Batoire Tnai Botel. So Memeil, so Rav said that I hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'lav mi taimei. He holds because she was Shabbal de Araisa. I hold the Yerusha Zabalas as the Rabbonon also Yerushena. And that's what Rav said, Pshat, Rabbi Yechon ben Breuke, that Rabbi Yechon ben Breuke calls Yerusha Zabal de Araisa. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yechon ben Breuke, but Rav himself doesn't hold like this. Let us see Rashi. Yachze livnei mishpoche b'yoivul. V'yinake lohem min adomim, kos al kadaitech yachzirem lohem b'domim kalim, but a small amount of money, not the full price. Ama yachze, so the Gemara asked, if you hold that Yerushas Habalas of the Raises, Ama Yachze, Yerusha and Chezeres Be'er, because I'm reading them B'Bchayres. Mishum Pagam Mishpoche, G'nayu Lahem, Shiu Acherem Nikbori Mimoim, V'Hem Yikovru B'Kfuras Acherem. The Meikev V'Rishte, that's what he's Menake, Shechayev Hu B'Kfuroso. Just like we see Mishum Pagam Mishpoch, they were Mavatol the Mekach, within the Mavatol the Yerusha, the Koivren Oisai Bal Kochai Shalakeach, Elo Legosina. Let us see Taisvis. Ukesova Yerusha, so the first Mahalach in the Gemara was, that Rav holds Yerushas Habalas of the Rabbonim, and he holds Masta Mashekosu Bateire Tenoi Kayim, but also Chizuk Devreim Yesem Mishal Teirem. Vim Taima Bepeiris Amai Tenoi Kayim Lekuli Yalme. Everyone holds by Peiris. We have in the Mishnah, there's no machlikas in the Mishnah, that if he says, mi peiris same, is mesalik himself from the peiris, so it says in the Mishnah, that he's mesulik. The shal is in mesulik from peiris also, aber kaponim from peiris is ir mesulik. I Rav says over here, that also chizuk adivreim yeshim mishal teirem. Vishloima the bepeiris the loishchichi of the rabbonim chizik namrine bereish afalpi. That means peiris is loishchichi. It's not to shchiach that a woman brings a nichsei maluk. It's not a dovo shchiach. So mamela the whole inyan of peiris is a milsad loishchichi. So by milsad loishchichi lay also chizik ledivraim. Ava Yerusha sabal shchichi. Yerusha is Shriach, because Rav is speaking by Yerusha, that it's Yishabal the Rabbon and Vosa Chizuk Devraim. The Nirse it's in Balzo, Shriach et Femen Nirse Meluk, that full Yisoy Ma'aniya and Perchse Mechamishim Zu, so she always brings in Nirse it's in Balzo, which he Yarshin, so Yerusha is Shriach, so by Yerusha is also Chizuk Devraim, Yoysim Mishal Torah. So the Gemara had asked, so what are you telling me, Pshat? You're telling me that Rav holds Hilchus HaKavosid Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Mitaimei, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Mas Namashikos of Batoire Tnoi Botol, and Rav holds Naikayim, but the reason the Halach is because he holds also Chizuk of the Vrayim, Yosef Mishal Toya. So the Gemara says that's not true, because we learned that Rav says if a person makes a tnaya menashe ein lecha laya ino, is yesh le'yolo ve'ino. So we see that he holds tnai botel by master mashekosu batayot. Zok taisvis, va'av al gav, the bepeirik hazov muki Rav le'nafshei afilu kerab Yehuda. Frek taisvis, the Gemara says in Hazov that this din that Rab says Amanash ein lecha laya no yesh la oveino, so the Gemara wants to say this could be going afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yudos Vedova Shibamomet Naikain. The Akan Lekam Rabbi Yudah Hosom Elo the Yoda Okamochlo. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that over Sheba moment Naikayim Bamnasha in Lachalai Shexus? So there she knows about it. And this Gemira stars, so she's Michael, that she's getting married on that condition. But over here, mi yoda demochu. By eino, there's no real knowledge of what is really happening. I'm being fooled. How much I'm being fooled? They doesn't know. We're speaking about just there shouldn't be dinei eino. So Memela, so the Gemara says that could be Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, but the reason that yesh le'ova no, because there's no gemira stas on the mechila, that is why it is no good. So pshat is that Rav also holds that masna mashe kosuv batoire is tnai kaim, but here there's a bazundel chasan, there's no gemira stas on the tnai, because le'yoda democh. So mele sotoises is a moiridike eitze tefem for the gemara. That means that mamish what we said before. We said before that Rav holds Masa Mashakosa Batoira Tanai Kayim. And so therefore it's the whole reason that Tanai bottles because also Chizaka Devreim Yoisim Yishel Toira. Ask me by a no, why is Tanai bottle? Because Layoda the Mochel. That's the discussion. So Taisvi says you can't say it. Ochaleka lishniyochi. Dochinami lo yode de machel sherei enei boru loy shei tomus bechayov. Here he doesn't know that she'll die first. Shemohu yomus bechayel. Lechach porich shapir. So here it's also lo yoda. That means when he says, I won't yarshin you, so he also doesn't know, will there be a yarshin? So the whole not yarshining is vague by him. That means I won't yarshin, because maybe b'chlaut, he's going to die first. If you say that that's pshat in Rav by Eino, so then we have a kasha. So why does Rav say Rav says Alochik Rav Shimon Gamliel, that what? Alochik Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he yarshins up. Veloi mitayme, because he holds, if it would be minatoire, he would not yarshin her. It's not true. If it would be minatoire, he also would, if it would, the Gemara says la mitayme, because Rav Shimon Gamliel says Yerushas HaBaal is Adir Aise, and therefore he does not yarshin her. And Rav holds, if Yerushas HaBaal be Adir Aise, he would yarshin her, because Masna Masha Bekosu Betoirem is Naikayim. So Taisu says, no, if it would be Minatayri, he also wouldn't yarshin her, because it's Layoda de Mochel. It's Layoda the Mochel, so he also would not yashana. So why do you say the lav mi taimei? That means, why do you say lav mi taimei? L'cheire, we have to understand. I mean, l'cheire, it's takel lav mi taimei. Not what the Gemara said, but l'cheire, it's lav mi taimei. That means as follows. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, since Yerushas Habal, since Yerushas Habal is Adiraisa, so therefore tonight doesn't help. And what are we saying? That Rav holds it also won't help. Why? Because Loyoda de Mochel. So it also doesn't help. So why don't we say this pshat? Why doesn't the Gemara mention this pshat? That Rav taka holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but lav mi taimei. He says, that means, out the rice, he would say, Master Mashikosu betoiris naikai. So outside he should yashna, but the reason he doesn't yashna because miyoda de mochel. So why didn't the Gemara say this? It's a shtikel ha'ore. The Rav Sovav b'darabonon t'noi botel. So the Gemara wanted to say one mahalach that Rav holds that Yerushas Habal is a deraisa. Rav holds masna mashekosu b'toires t'noi botel. He's just saying if the Rabbonon is also t'noi botel. So Rashi says, what's a darabonon? Pesh bekund is eine peiris. The Koshalidim came Rav de Loikechad, the Masnisna for Rab Yudim, Mahanit Noi Bepeiris, Vainim Mishum de Loishchichi. Kimrine Bereish Peik, Afal Pisa, they never made a chizik. Vnir Leforish, Bidarabon, Aine Baalme, Bishum Dovo, Davim Bidarabon, not Peiris, another case, it's a chiv Darabon. Mishum Pagamish Poche, Lishkel, Domi, Vilaheder. So the Gemara says that Pshat Rabbi Yechon ben Breike is that because of Pekam Mishpoche, he returns it and they pay him for it. But really he holds Yerusha Zabal Diraisa. Teimu L'Rashbe. Dim Kain. So if the Inyan of returning it is as Pekam Mishpoche, Ma'ir Ye B'Yoivu, so why do you wait till Yoivu to return it? That means Yerusha Zabal Diraisa. So there's no din bechlal als lekeach to return it. I'm not a lekeach, I'm a yoyrish. So I don't have to return it in yoyvel. Why do I have to return it as begam mishpocha? So that's not yoyvel, begam mishpocha. They feel very uncomfortable being in someone else's beis hakvoris and having different, the different mishpochas nikba with them. So that's why you have to return it. But what does it have to yoyvel? Tema l'rashbedim, kema iri b'yoyvel, afila b'lo yoyvel nami. Dal korchoch b'yoyvel airi. It's speaking about yoyvel. The I b'lo yoyvel, koma de marzir, im kena ma'itzach le'el rab l'meima, de svilei di yerushas habal di yeraise, abale l'meima de rabona. That means, if we're not talking about yoyvel, so why do we say he holds yerushas? It was speaking about yoyvel. Then it's very good. So we say, Hot Yerushas Habal, the Reisim. So, als Yoivul, he wouldn't have to return it. Als Pramashmach, he have to return it. But if it's, you're not returning it in Yoivul, so what, if we are not returning it in Yoivul, so you could say Yerushas Habal, the Rabbonin also. Why da Yoivul misnaye? V'tzorech loyme de leke pegam mishpocha ad ha-yoyvul. There's no pegam mishpocha till yoyvul. Sha'os kol ha-sodeis chayzreis. Then all the fields go back to the previous bailam. Zuwene chayzeres. V'nikar shem kvurim b'shel acherem. I says, if it's only till yoyvul, not gefelech. But if it's already after Yoivul, all the sons go back to the Bailam, and this place Akvor is not. So then we see this already is a Pekam Mishpoch. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mi Shemeis, Veiniach, Isho, Ubal Choiv,
the Yosh. He left over, there are three people who would like to have his money. The Isha wants to be gave the Ksube, the Balchai wants to be gave the Choy, and the Yoshim, the Yoshim Tiny, this is our money. And he had a Pekodin or a Milve Biyadachay. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who the Koishel is. Rabbi Kiva Oima Ein Merachmim Bedin. You don't give the Koishel Bam Ein Merachmim Bedin. Ela Yinosnu Le Yershim Shekulan Tzrichen Shvue Vein HaYershim Tzrichen Shvue. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi Yinosnu Le Koishel Shebehem. Bigmore meforish mainiu. Who you give it to? You give it either, it's either the Isha or the Baal Choyk. Like Rashi, va'af al gavdle mishtabdi mitaltli diyasmi loyle Baal Choyk v'loyle ksube. Like Rashi, lochere, this Mishneh, Rabtafen is very schwer. Why should the Baal Pekodin or the Loive give the money to the Isha or the Baal Choyiv? We have a klal metaltoi de yasmi loyle Baal Choyiv, the loy mishtabni metaltoi yasmi loyle Baal Choyiv, loyle ksube. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, hoche de lav birshusayu manchi. Since here we are speaking about that the Pekodin or the Choyiv as yet did not enter the Rishus of the Yoshim. Svira l'Rab Tarfin de Moitzien miyad haloive o miyad misha Pekodin etzloi v'noisn l'Baal Choyiv v'ksubish nischai bem hameis. So Rav Tarfin is a Moiradike Chiddush, which we have to understand. He says, Rav Tarfin says, Metaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoy. And when is it considered Metaltli diyasmi, if it was nichnas l'rshus hayisaymim, then it's called Metaltli diyasmi. But a halvo that was not as yet paid up, or a pekodin, which is nimtzeis b'shus acherim, so that does not fall into the category of metaltli diyasmi, and therefore, the Baal Choyiv or the Ksubas Isha could be given from it. It's not called metaltli diyasmi. That's what Rav Tarfin holds. Yinosnu liyoshim. The loy mahani tvise, that tvise will not help. You give it to the Yoshim. Shekulon tzrichen shvur. Disnan bepirkin, habolifra minichse yisaymin, loyifra ela bishvur. Becholz man shaloy nishbu, ein lahem rishus bem. Vein onu yoidim im yeshlem olav klum, ilkach mishemeis hameis, zoche bem ayershin uberishu son heim. Now Rabbi Kiva says as follows, that in order for the Baal Choyiv or the Ksubas Isha to be goive, they have to swear, because we don't know, maybe they got paid already, who knows? So mamela, they have to swear. The Yoshim don't have to swear. So therefore, they can have a din kadima, fakerta means we won't give it to them till they swear. So mamela and the Yoshim are entitled to it right away, so the Yoshim get it. So then it becomes metaltli the Yasmi. That is what Rashi says. Now, Rabbi Kivege asks a kasha on Rashi. He asks as follows. Rabbi Kivege is saying that they need a shvur. So Rashi says, why did they need a shvur? Because Abolifra menichse yisaymem, you need a shvuah. So, fact Rabbi Kivega, as I go for Nodonim, is it Nichsei Yisayimim? We have a shayla over here. The Yisayimim weren't goyved as yet. So, Memele, so is it called Nichsei Yisayimim? Abtav says it's not called Nichsei Yisayimim. Right? So you say, so you're proving that it has the Nichsei Yisayimim because the Yisayimim don't have to swear for it and they do have to swear for it. Why do they have to swear? Because I'm only from Nichsei Yisayimim. As I go for the Donim. If it's not Nichsei Yisayimim, so you also don't have to swear. So, as they affect Rabbi Kivega. So Rabbi Kivega says, Lulei Divrei Rashi would say something else. There's another loch. Abolifra sheloi bifnei haloive. You also have to swear. That means if you want to be goive sheloi bifnei haloive, you have to swear. So the loive is dead. The husband is dead. So they'll have to swear. Not al tzabolifra minichse yisaimim. Al tzabolifra sheloi bifonov. They'll have to swear. So that's Rabbi Kiva's husband. Rabbi Kiva says that kulon tzrichen shvue, and the Yerushim don't need a shvue, so we consider it's like it became theirs already. That is the first half of the Mishnah. Hiniach peiris tlushim min hakarka. What is if the mace left over peiris tlushim min hakarka? Kol hakoidim behem zoche behem. Whoever was typhus in these peiris is zoche. Zochso isha yoisa miksuboso. What if the isha was typhus these peiris, and she took more than she's entitled to? Ubal choiv yoisa al choivoi. So what's hamoisa? What's with the extra money? Raptaf and Amy nosnu lekoishul shabem. So we'll give it. We'll give it to the kosher shabem, not to the yoshim. Kivoyim ein merachmen bedino inosu le yoshim shekulon tzrichen shvuem vein ha yoshim tzrichen shvuem. Zog Rashi. Kol hakoidem bem zoche. Kodmo yoshim zochu. Bem mitzim miyodo. Demetalto diasman mishtabdu lebal choybo leksube. Kodem echme me isha oya malve, zochehu, draptafen islay tvisa vlachamisa mahanyi. Draptafen holds tvisa later helps. It doesn't have a din of taltoy diyasmi, so tvisa later helps. Zochse isha yeser al ksubosa, im kodma betovsa, viyesh yoyser minaksube. And there's more than she is entitled for Ksuba. I call them Bachayva Tofas. Yesh Bem Yaisa Chayva. Hamoisa Yenosn Lekoisha Shabem. What's the Taj Koishal? Ze Balashtar Sheyodalat Alatachtaine. Yevoyu Lidei Li Hayisaimim. This is a Balashtar Sheyodalat Achtaine. We'll see that means that, I think it means that he has a shtar that was written later, so he can't mourn from the lekuches. So zebal shash yada al tachtay. Biyaboyl yadusaymi shulay yaitzim em leishav lebalchoy. That's what we say. You nosnu lekoish lo shabbat. Fraktigim. Let us see just the top tais. This looks subes isha taime das namba bchayres beperik yesh bchayr deine isha neitelas beroy. We learned in Yesh Pchayr that an Isha B'Ksubosa is not Goive from the Chosim which were Roy Lovi to the husband. That means, just like the Zalocha, a Bechayr is not Neitel B'Roy, a Bechayr only takes the Chosim which were Motsui Eitzel Ha'ov B'Shas Misosai. So an Isha is only Goive the Ksube from the Chosim which were Motsui Eitzel Ha'ov B'Shas Misosai. So, that's that. Umilve chashvilei rabbonan roi bepek yesh noichem. Umilve is called roi legabi b'chayr, gabi pishnayim. So memeilin, if we have a cloud and an isha, they tell us b'roi, so she shouldn't be able to be goive. She should not be able to be goive haksube from the loive. says that means roi is relative. There's different types of roi. There's a roi that has to grow, was hushbach later. Such a roi taka, and Isha won't take. Wasn't around Bishas Misa. Halvo is such a roi that the Emerson, he owed the husband Bechayov. So he did possess a choiv. So legabik subesisha, that's called, that's not considered roi to prevent him from goyve from it. Fragt die Gemara, lomeli le misni milve, lomeli le misni pekon. It says in our Mishnah, Tutsi Yurim, that the Malve had, that the Tutsim that the husband had the moment, either a Milve or a Pekon. Lomeli Mishnah Milve, Mr. Pekon, Motsri, Di Tony Milve, Bhokam Arab Talfin, Mishum de Milve Leitzoni. When did Rab Talfin say it's not called Metalfli de Yasmi, Davke by Milve? Because Milvaloitzon Nitna, because the loiva doesn't have any money, doesn't have the Malva's money, doesn't have the Ov's money. Because the money that was given to him is Loitzo. So there we could say that it never became a Talpali the Yasmi. Because what did they Yashin? There's no Nichse Ho'ov which are around which they can Yashin. Avol pekodn de isabeine, but pekodn is ben. Eim moidel el Rabbi Kiva. So I would say there Rab Tavon is moidel Rabbi Kiva. Be itano nif would say pekodn b'hokam Rabbi Kiva. Avol b'achem moidel Rab Tavon, but when Milva says moidel Rab Tavon tzricha. That's why we need the two cases. We need the case of Milva to tell us. To tell us a revuse that Rabbi Kiva holds afilo be milve, it's called metaltoi diasmi, and we need the case of Pekodin to tell us a revuse of Rab Talfin that afilo Pekodin is not called metaltoi diasmi. Zok Rashi loitzon nitna veina kayemes ben, the mechasel geweine, umishemochi omarab tafen de loi manchi bershusa diasmi. Avo pekon diese beine, eima, trege diese bershusa diasmi ise. Let us see a little further. Maile koishel. Rab Tavon said, "Need lekoshvam." Rabbi Yosi beabchini omal lekoshel shabaraye. Rabbi Yechina nomal leksubes ishe mishum chine ketanoi. Rabbi Yomar omal lekoshel shabaraye for kosher. That's a good Indian taka to do like this. Rabbi Lozo omal leksubes ishe mishum chine. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. He has a mucha de kishtar, shlayucha litreif lekuchais hakoid mimloi. He cannot be goive from the lekuches, which were, that bought it before him. So memela, so he can't mon from the lekuches, so you give it to him, you give it to Pekodin, or the halvot him. Luxubis isha, hikru ye koisho. She ein darke larzer achanichse hameis, ulavake sheichen yesh leikarke. So that's the isha is called koisho. Mishumchine, she yimotsu anoshim chain beene hanoshim. Why do you give the Luxubis isha first? The people, women who want to get married, we nois nisis lehem, they'll marry them, shaloi, Midagna shaloi tidagna lahavsit ksubosom. They won't be doyeg that they're going to lose the ksube. So that is why you give it to the noshim. There's an tosante oruch mishumchino. So Rashi subshat mishumchino that the men should have chain on the women. So that's why they'll get married. They'll know they won't have any problems if the husband will die and there'll be a Baal Choyv and Yoshim. They have a Din Kedime. So that motivates them to get married. The Orach says, Perish, the Kivin, the Yodi Itze, the Mitche Baal Choyv and Yoshim, La'ache Mise Mikamo. Since she knows that when the husband will die, she has a preference to be goyve from the Baal Choyv of the Pekodin. So Mamela, so she's very happy. She's thrilled. Tehei mishosis labayla b'chol koicha michayim. That's very, very nice of you to give me such a privilege. She'll be mishoris, her husband b'chol koicha michayim, al tzakosotai, mikoich kach, so she'll do that imsechein lefono. So that's a tight shechino, that if we'll give her something, it's a good investment that she'll have chen b'enei b'ilo.